Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, second thing I want to tell you. The thing I want to say to you is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a gift, and that gift is called life. That gift is called life. What is life? Living is not merely drawing breath. Life is not breathing. Life is to live with a purpose. And you can live with a purpose only if you continuously challenge yourself. Right? You know, when you die, you don't die when you stop breathing. You die when you stop learning. Some people are 20 years old and they are dead already. They are walking around, living dead, but they are dead. And there are people who are 90 years old who are not dead, who are alive. There was a guy when I used to work in the plantations called Mark Bostock. Now, Mark Bostock at that time was 80 plus. What struck me about Mark Bostock when he used to come to visit where I used to live was his enormous interest in every single thing that I was doing. He would insist on going with me, and he was a huge big man, and he was 80 years old, so it wasn't easy to, you know, for him to climb up and down and walk, but he insisted on going everywhere and asking all kinds of questions and getting me to think, and what happens if you do this and what happens if you do that, all things which probably never occurred to me. We used to make tea, and the same thing applied to another uncle of mine who died at the age of 100. He came to visit me once, and in the tea gardens, and I was explaining to him the whole process. This is what happens. He told me, what happens if you simply boil the green tea leaves? I didn't know. I didn't know, not because I'm stupid. I don't think I'm stupid. I didn't know because I never tried. And how come I never tried? Just didn't occur to me. It's not, within quotes, the done thing. Have you ever heard of somebody just picking, you know, 3-4 leaves, green leaves, and boiling them? No, you never heard anyone doing that. But what's wrong? Why can't it be done? So what struck me was, it's the kind of questions you ask. It's not a question of answers. What kind of questions did you ask? There's a friend of mine who said this. He said, you know, people generally go to, they ask their children when they come back from school, how did you do, supposing there was a test and so on, or even without test, how did you do today, what questions did the teacher ask you, how did you answer and so on. He said, you know, we don't ask this. He said, we ask the children, what questions did you ask? It's not questions. They don't say, what questions did you answer? What question did the teacher ask? No. What questions did you ask? And he said, I'm looking for them to tell me questions which are showing that they are exercising their mind when they are asking questions. Something which is, you know, ununderstandable, unimaginable. Right? Because remember, in life, you don't get what you deserve. First, understand this very, very clearly. Now, many people go around with this thing, oh my God, you know, it's not, life is not fair, blah, blah, I'm not getting what I deserve. Of course not. That's what life is. Life is not fair. Yeah, tell me about it. Of course it's not fair. Who told you it was supposed to be fair? It's not supposed to be fair. That's why Allah sent messenger after messenger, prophet after prophet. Because people don't do things which are right. Otherwise, what was the need to send prophets? Yet you have to succeed. How will you do that? Not by sitting and moaning about it. But because I showed them what I have to offer. People don't dream it up, right? How are they supposed to, by looking at your face, they know what? No, they don't know that. Show them. And that thing which you show them, you got to show it for free, because they won't pay for that. They'll pay you later, right? But a demo is what? A demo is free. Nobody pays for a demo. show them what you can do. That's why I keep on saying publish, 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 write, 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 write. You die when you stop learning. You die when you stop challenging yourself. And the whole point of challenging yourself is that you do that because you want to do that, not because someone is pushing you. And as I told you, if you want recognition, you have to show people what you can do. So you got a choice. You can sit around and feel bad about it. And you can say, oh, you know what, that guy doesn't like me, this one doesn't like me. Maybe you're right. I know, I'm not saying, you know. But if you show people what you can do, then comes the payoff. You die when you stop learning. You are a loser if you're going to let somebody else define for you what you can or cannot do. Seriously, I don't care who it is. If you are going to get someone else to define what you can do, you've already done. You're already dead. Challenge yourself continuously. Put yourself in situations where you don't know what is happening, where other people know more than you. You come down. It's very good for your ego. It's very good for your nafs because you learn you think you are the best and you find somebody who's 10 times better than you. It puts your feet firmly on the ground. You say, oh, alhamdulillah, okay. Right? And then you start from there. Don't get discouraged. That is the thing to do. Do not get discouraged. You're doing it for that reason. You're challenging yourself because we seek comfortable environments. So if I am good at something and I'm surrounded by a bunch of people who are telling me constantly, oh, you are the best, you are the best, you feel very nice. But believe me, that is death. Because that will ensure that you will never improve because everyone is only telling you, oh, you are the best, you are the best. No. I'm not saying surround yourself with people who are overly critical. That also is bad. Don't do that. Because there are some people who can only criticize. They'll never give you any appreciation. They're constantly nitpicking every little thing they pick and they, oh, this is wrong, this is wrong. Such people are toxic. Discard them. Right? You need people who do both. You need people who give you genuine appreciation because you need to know. It's not a matter of praising you to your face. There is nothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised to the face. I'll give you several, not one, several incidents when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised somebody to the face. But that was not flattery. He was not lying. He was appreciating somebody's goodness. What do you say? The final khutbah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not in Hajj, but just before he died on the Thursday evening, he said, I have settled and I have repaid everyone what they did for me except Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr, Allah will repay Abu Bakr on my behalf. Abu Bakr was sitting right in front, radiallahu anhu. That's not praise. That is the highest possible praise that anybody can get. And he said this in public in front of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to his face. So you need people who will appreciate something good about you. That also you need. And you also need people to tell you if something is wrong. Surround yourself with people like that. Build those kind of relationships. Not just everyone saying, wow, 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 mashallah, mashallah. No, no, no. Right? And then you will find, you will keep going. That's why I'm saying life is the best, the biggest gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. And when does it end? It ends only when it ends. Not at some magical number called 65 years when you retire. That's the dumbest thing that society has ever done. The moment somebody is actually able to contribute because society paid for them to learn lessons for 65 years and now payback time, you send them home. That's the most stupid thing in the world. You need those people to mentor other people. You need those people to guide other people. And the time when they can actually do that, society paid to teach them. And the time when they can contribute, you send them home. That's the most idiotic thing in the world. But that's how our society is geared like that. It's all upside down world. Your life ends when it ends. Not by some number of some date or something. Right? So live as long as Allah gives you life. Don't die before your time. And dying before your time means stopping learning. Dying before your time means becoming complacent. Dying before your time means not challenging yourself to do things that you are not good at. Continuously do that. You will love being alive. Because you're doing things that you never did before. I went to South Africa, I did shark cage diving. Going to the sea with sharks. Safest thing in the world, believe me. Sharks don't eat junk food. Right? All right. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.